Chapter 16. Jane Goodall. Comprehension. Passage. Read this television interview.
I'd like to welcome someone special to our program this evening to tell us about chimpanzees. We've discovered a lot about chimpanzees over the last 30 years, and this is mostly because of the work of one person, Jane Goodall. Good evening, Jane.
Good evening, Steve, and thank you for inviting me to your show.
When did you first become interested in chimpanzees, Jane?
I began studying their behavior in 1960, when I was only 26. I'd always wanted to work with animals, although I didn't have any special training or knowledge.
Where did you go to study their way of life?
I went to Tanzania in East Africa and worked in the Gombe Stream Chimpanzee Reserve. It's now called Gombe National Park.
That must have been quite an adventure. Did you go there alone?
No, I took my mother and we had an African cook.
Did the chimpanzees accept you immediately?
No, it took a long time. I used to spend all day with them, observing them and learning about their way of life. I found them fascinating and wanted to know as much as I could about them. However, it was a long time before they reciprocated. They were suspicious of a new animal in the forest, and they wouldn't let me get too close to them. It was only after 18 months of waiting that the chimpanzees finally decided I wasn't going to hurt them. They let me get close to them and accepted me as part of the forest.
And how did you feel about that?
It was one of the proudest and most exciting moments of my life.
And now, 40 years later, you're still studying the chimpanzees in Tanzania?
Yes. I believe it's the longest continual study of any animal in the wild ever conducted.
I understand you've also set up centers in other African countries to look after chimpanzees which have been mistreated by people.
Yes, that's right. These centers take care of the many baby chimpanzees whose parents have been killed by hunters. They give these little orphans the chance to live in peace and safety.
Now, if anyone would like to help Jane in her work, they can join the Jane Goodall Institute, which raises money to help chimpanzees.
I'd just like to add, Steve, that the Institute now has a branch specially for young people called Roots and Shoots. The aim of Roots and Shoots is to help young people learn more about their environment and to show that everyone, no matter who they are, can help to bring about change in the world.
So, if you want more information on the Jane Goodall Institute and Roots and Shoots, you can write to the Jane Goodall Institute, U.S., Post Office Box 14890, Silver Spring, Maryland, 20911, www.janegoodall.org.